You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, episode 35, and thank you so much for tuning in. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the game, The Case of the Golden Idol. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. And don't forget, you can find the show on Twitter and on Facebook by searching for Midlife SQ. You know, one of the things about being in your 40s is that you're kind of halfway between being young enough to do whatever you want and being too old to do normal everyday things. Now that I am 45 years old, I'm discovering new activities all the time that take a toll on me the way they never used to do before. For instance, this past holiday weekend, I spent a lot of my time catching up on yard work. Been real busy the last few weekends with various things, and it was a very short spring this year, so I'm behind on yard work. So it was a busy weekend, nothing too strenuous. You know, I was laying down mulch, carrying around bags of dirt and plants and pretty average stuff, you know, nothing too crazy, but holy cow, did I feel it the next day. Back pain and leg pain and just soreness everywhere. And I was so tired. I had to take a nap, and I didn't do that much. But I was exhausted. And I know it's not just my age. You know, having a degenerative inflammatory disease doesn't help. But man, getting older is not that much fun. It's not as fun as I thought it would be. I can feel myself slowing down little by little, day by day. It could be worse, though. You know, my pastimes, my passions could be for rock climbing or running marathons. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be okay, though. I'll still be able to sit on my ass and play Xbox even when I'm 60. I am unapologetically a console gamer. Always have been. Probably always will be. I've dabbled here and there with PC gaming over the years, but I really just don't enjoy the experience of it. It's a preference thing. For the most part, there aren't really that many games, you know, that I covet of the PC crowd. You know, I like platformers and action games and shooters, and I pretty much get everything that I want to play on my Xbox or PlayStation. But every so often I catch wind of a game that is only available on PC, and I feel a little bit of that FOMO. Last year, that game was The Case of the Golden Idol. I had heard some buzz about it. Vinny from Nextlander was gushing about it for months, and in my little console heart, I felt some jealousy. Well, the gods and some very nice PR folks have smiled down on me, because the game is now available on the Nintendo Switch, and they have provided me with a code, and I can finally play it for myself. Golden Idol is very unique and maybe kind of tough to describe, so I hope I can do it justice. It's an 18th century murder mystery puzzle game where you finish chapters by looking for clues in the environment and arranging words to complete paragraphs which describe the crime. Okay. All right, hold up. Let me try this again. Each chapter of the game sets you up with a scene. It's usually between 1 and 4 screens, which are mostly still images of the scene of a murder. I say mostly because there may be some elements of the scene which are animated, like a horse running past a window outside or something along those lines. Visually, I would describe the scenes as Commodore 64-esque. You know, if you're old like me, you kind of can visualize what that looks like. It could pretty easily pass for an old school point and click adventure game from, say, the early 90s or late 80s. And what you do in each scene is you search for and examine clues throughout the environment. As you find something of note, you will get a word describing that clue. Words which you will collect at the bottom of the screen. For instance, if you find a pistol underneath a chair, the word gun will be added to your clues. Or if you're examining a book and you come across a name of a suspect, that name will be added to the list of words. Once you've thoroughly searched for all of the clues, you will go to the screen where you need to use these words to piece together what happened in the scene. There are usually multiple objectives to solve. But the one you need to do to complete that chapter involves filling in a few paragraphs that spell out what happened. For, you know, it'll say blank killed blank by hitting him in the blank with a blank. And you need to study the clues to figure out exactly what happened and then use these collected words to fill in the blanks. Other objectives you may need to complete involve, you know, they'll put the faces of everybody that's in the scene up and you need to match, you know, discover what their names are and drag their names to the faces to identify everybody, or, you know, deciphering the correct order of events in a scene. You'll really need to use your detective skills to piece by piece work out all the clues until that bigger picture comes into focus. So after I played the first couple of chapters, I told my wife about it while we were in dinner. And so she came down and watched for a while and really got sucked into it. Now it's become a nightly ritual for us to do a chapter or two together before bedtime. It is a great game to play together with someone, as you can work at it together, and she's been able to notice clues or piece together something that I didn't catch myself. And even if your partner isn't really like a big gamer, I think that they would probably have fun just sitting with you and helping to figure out the mystery of each of these chapters. Another cool thing about the game is that I really expected each chapter to kind of stand alone, you know, be its own thing. But after a few chapters, it became clear that each one was connected to a larger narrative, a bigger story that was being told. And it's been super interesting to see how that all comes together. There are 12 chapters in the game, each one taking roughly 30 minutes or so to complete, depending on how, you know, good you are at this sort of thing. And there's also some recently released DLC, which adds more for about $6, which I'm sure I'm going to get. And if you're worried about it being too difficult, it can be tricky to piece it all together. but they do a good job of helping you along. There are hints that you can unlock to kind of push you along. And say you're filling out the paragraphs, you know, if you get to a point where it is mostly correct, I think if there's two or fewer that are wrong, it will tell you that. So it kind of lets you know how close you are to being correct. The case of the Golden Idol, it's marvelous. It is a lot of fun. It is a unique experience that, you know, it's not one of those games that's going to blow your mind with amazing visuals or presentation. You really need to, like, get in there and play it and dig down into it to appreciate what it's doing. But if you trust it and you dive in, there is a highly entertaining and weirdly unsettling experience to be had. It can be creepy at times. It's like working a jigsaw puzzle without looking at the picture first before you start putting it together. My wife and I have had a great time playing through it together, going back and forth and debating what this clue might mean or what motive that person might have to commit murder until we reach that aha moment and it all clicks. I highly recommend it for those who like a good mystery, and in particular, if you have a friend or a partner to take along with you on the ride. Every week, I end the episode by spreading some positive vibes in an attempt to make the gaming space a little bit less hostile and bring some more positivity. And all throughout the month of June, I am going to use this time to call out LGBTQ+ people and communities who are worth keeping your eye on. And this week's vibes go out to Rainbow Arcade. They are a community of streamers and creators and artists who create safe and inclusive spaces for all gamers. They aim to boost positivity in the gaming community while also doing a lot of great charity work and raising money and awareness for a number of groups, including The Trevor Project and Trans Lifeline. So please do me a favor, go follow them on Twitter, look for Rainbow Arcade, and you can check them out at their website, rainbowarcade.tv. Also this week, the wonderful PR folks who provided me with a copy of The Case of the Golden Idol also sent along a code for the PC version for me to give away to one lucky listener. So to enter to win, just email me at midlifesidequest@gmail.com and tell me what your favorite mystery is. It can be a book or a movie or a video game, maybe a video game, whatever you want, whatever your favorite mystery is. And I will choose an entry at random and we will announce the winner on next week's episode. So get on that. It's a great game. You need to check it out. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. You can catch new episodes every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, if you enjoyed the show, please subscribe and leave a review. And you can follow the show on Twitter and Facebook, where we go by MidlifeSQ. So until next time, be well and keep playing.